610 KMNA News Time, 740. Mike and AJ with you on the Tri-Cities Morning News. So the first I read of this situation that lawnmowers could be banned in the state of Washington as early as 2026, I was scratching my head thinking, is that all mowers that are already built and are already out there in your garage? Or is this just new mowers? So we wanted to get the information, and joining us is State Senator Matt Behnke from Kennewick. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate being on board.
Tell us how you heard about this initiative, and there's two Democrats from the West Side that want to ban the use of gas-powered equipment in your yard.
Well, we heard about it every year, as everybody probably knows, that we go into session in January. So in December, we initially file bills, and these are the first ones that they want to put a message forward about what their true intentions are to support, whether it's the governor's policies or individuals around the state that they want to continue on, maybe from a previous session or continue what they ran for in their different districts. This was one of the first ones that came out of the climate policy legislators, and the two that are on board are heavily involved in that from the Seattle side of the state. And they're going to continue to push that overregulation burden onto communities with this ridiculous legislation. It's terrible.
Now, the possibilities of this legislation are, if you're 2026, if you mow your lawn with a gas lawnmower, you could be facing, what, $10,000 fine and a year in jail? Is that's accurate?
That is accurate, and that's what they're proposing right now. And usually they go into this unusually severe penalty, which is ridiculous on any kind of regulation. We've never seen this before. At least there's some kind of transition that says, hey, let's incentivize the turn in of the older models. Let's work in new innovations where we can have the new technology, the battery ones that are coming on board, give people an option and try to work at more of a moderate policy that gives that option to go there. Plus, allow businesses, frankly, that are going to be impacted the most, who are Hispanic owned, the black owned around the state that are going to be involved in this, to get some funding to go ahead and transition to these new models. Not really. This is going to be, let's do it now. We need to do it right away or else you're going to go to jail.
Interesting. Again, we're talking with State Senator Matt Behnke on 610 KLNA. You would think that this would start where they would ban the sale and then give you time to let your mower expire before you transfer over to an electric mower.
Exactly. And that's some of the policies we would back. I think a more moderate kind of position on that. Looking at the different legal side, listening to people, who's going to enforce this? Talking to the sheriff's office and law enforcement, are they going to really come around during, you know, the summer days that you're out there mowing your mom, your lawns and trying to get people in jail? And you're going to see your neighbor being put into a back of a wagon. Just imagine that, with handcuffs because they're out there mowing their lawn. This is just ridiculous.
I think if you saw that, I think a lot of neighbors would grab their gas-powered lawnmower and just fire it up too. Fine, arrest me too, right? They can't arrest everybody for doing that. I mean, there's no space in the jails for that. So
exactly.
What are they thinking? Because it's going to be really hard to execute this on both sides, to tell you the truth.
It is. There's no way you can enforce this. There's no way you're going to have this kind of impact. And really, to that point, I think it's just a tactic they go in with negotiation. They go in big, and they know they're going to lose some of the ground and kind of give up that space. We saw it with the Blake decision. We saw it with some of these others about automatic weapons ban, you know, these tensions across the state. Some of the other climate policies with the Clean Energy Transformation Act. They got to come in with a heavy hand so they know they can give up some of that position. I do believe it's a bargaining kind of area that they're going to push, but it's going to be top of mind because the governor's going out with a legacy. He wants to show he was the climate policy guru for the state to change what's going on. And now people are saying this is too much, too far, and too much on our pocketbooks. We see it with the gas prices. We see it with the impacts with our electric bills. Our property taxes are going up. Everything's going in the wrong direction. So people are voicing their opinions on these, and they need to voice this loud and clear on really bad policy like this.
Talking with State Senator Matt Behnke from the 8th Legislative District, including Kennewick, Richland, and parts of Benton County. So what should we be doing as citizens of the state of Washington right now when we hear about a potential law that would ban lawnmowers in 2026 and potentially put people in jail or cost them thousands of dollars in fines?
I tell people every day to call us, to write us, to get online to websites. Everybody's on social media, at least most of the younger generations are. Post these things and voice your opinions on it. Let us know what you think about this. This is what We serve for the people, by the people, of the people. This is what our government's about. And we need your help to voice this opinion across the state. Share this with your friends in Seattle, in King County, and other places. And even Representative Barnard Connors and myself were over at Richland a couple weeks ago trying to get more of the civic engagement of how do you go ahead and sign on to a bill? How do you go ahead and follow a bill through the state? And we can share some of those. It's really easy since COVID that we have links to websites that you can follow this bill. You know when it's going to be coming up for a hearing. And we'll showcase that to get more people at the hearing so you can voice your opinions and write in to us as well.
Yeah, we're hearing, speaking of those civic meetings, we're hearing that Washington's lieutenant governor will be in Tri-Cities coming up tomorrow for a special event. Denny Heck will be here at Columbia Basin College.
That's correct. And I'll be with them. I heard Rep. Barnard and I think Rep. Connors are going to be as well. We're going to try to get what we call the Southeastern Washington Caucus, the 8th, 9th, 15th, 16th, all together, voicing our opinions that we can work on civic duties to leverage that opportunity, discuss and debate the issue, not to debate the person or not being a way that you attack the individual themselves, but work in a way that we can work together toward a quality policy that has some kind of moderation, like back to this lawnmower. If you want to go in and transition to electric equipment, you should have a right to do that, but don't force people into this option, I believe, is core to democratic, constitutional republic, parts of where I served in the military and fought for the rights and liberties of this country and several others who are on the call and your listeners just want to get back to a country that this is for the people. We shouldn't be having this overreach for government, potentially penalties that put you in jail, fines that are enormous. I mean, it's incredible what they're looking at this policy.
Again, talking with Matt Behnke from the 8th Legislative District, State Senator on 610 KONA. Thank you so much for joining us here on 610 KONA. Have a great day, Matt.
Thank you, guys, and a Merry Christmas to you and your families.